7.239 reports that it was only this Greek who understood how to read a coded message sent by Demaratius to warn Hellas of the attack on Xerxes by suggesting that the blank wax tablet would have writing on wood beneath the wax. Plutarch's Moralia reports that upon encountering Aristarchus of Miletus having his shoes put on by a servant, this grandchild of Anaxagoras II remarked in disgust that Aristarchus had no hands, and later foiled an attempt by Aristarchus to bribe Cleomenes of Sparta. This Greek son, Plutarchus, would later become a king, and according to Plutarch, when an Attican visitor asked this Greek why only Spartan women can rule men, she replied, because only Spartan women...
This is Gorgo?
Yes.
Yeah. Leonidas is white.
Oh, I see.
It was in 300.
Identify the following ethnic groups of Africa for 10 points each. These nomads who range from Libya to Burkina Faso are best known for repeatedly sacking Timbuktu, most recently in 1997.
Like Berbers, or are they...
Are they still really an ethnic group? I don't know.
Berbers?
The Tuareg people.
Oh, yeah.
This tribe of Bushmen lives in the Kalahari Desert, especially in Botswana. They are closely related ethnically and linguistically to the Khoi people.
Bantu.
It's not like pygmies, probably not right.
Maybe, go for it.
Really? Pygmies?
The Sand Peoples.
Okay.
These peoples are the majority ethnic group of Benin, and along with the Aja peoples, they formed the powerful Dahomey Empire.
Okay, so it's the Aja and the... Who's the other one there? It's the, I think it also starts with an A. The... Maybe like AB something. I don't know.
Go for it.
Abadis.
The Fon people?
Never mind.
This dynasty was forced to sign the Treaty of Golestan and ceded all of its territory north of the Aras River in the Treaty of Turkmenchay. Rivers from this dynasty, which founded the Dar al-Funun, wore the Kayanid crown, and one of them hired Morgan Chester as his treasurer, while another used an army of Cossacks to briefly return to power after the Constitutional Revolution. Another ruler was assassinated by Misra Kermani, leading to the accession of Mafar Eddin, while the notable prime ministers include Prince Amir Kabir, who was executed in 1851. This dynasty moved to the capital of the city near the ruins of Ray, and its founder, Aga Muhammad Khan, was a eunuch who overthrew the earlier Zand dynasty. For 10 points, name this Persian dynasty that ruled Iran before the Pahlavi.
Buzz? The Safavid?
No.
Isn't that elsewhere?
Pretty sure that's in Iran.
Buzz? Qajars?
Yes.
Is that the whole question?
Yes.
Okay.
Identify these Axis warplanes from World War II for 10 points
each. All right.
Manufactured by Mitsubishi and nicknamed Zeke, this was the main Japanese fighter.
Yeah.
Oh, what is this called?
Nippon?
Zero.
Yeah.
Yes. This German dive bomber became infamous for the whining noise it made as it hit its targets. It was an essential part of the Blitzkrieg.
I mean, there was the camel.
Camel?
That's a Stuka. This German plane was the world's first jet fighter, but came too late to help the Nazi war effort.
Yeah.
What was this thing?
Something measured.
Camel?
I don't know what it's called, though.
The Mi-262.
Oh.
Prior to this event, the HMS Porpoise was boarded and its captain, Joseph Short, was court-martialed and his land grants revoked, an act committed by the successor of Philip King. Events leading to it included the firing of the magistrate Thomas Jameson and the surgeon Darcy Wentworth by a protege of Joseph Banks. One incident during this event involved the judges Richard Atkins and Anthony Kemp threatening to imprison each other for contempt during the trial of John MacArthur. Results.
Was Rome Rebellion?
Yes. Identify the following lesser-known fascist machines from European history. Led by Ferenc Szálasi, this Hungarian fascist party briefly ruled the country after the 1944 overthrow of Admiral Horthy and took its name from the four-pointed symbol.
What is this?
Square?
No, it's the Arrow Cross Party.
Oh, that's what it is. It's
This World War II era Croatian fascist party took its name from the word for uprising. Its leader, Ante Pavelić, had a hobby of collecting the eyes from Serbians in jars.
Jocelyn?
At various points in the 1930s, Lithuania was governed by this fascist party led by Augustinas Voldemaras.
You know what Lithuania, right? Mm-hmm. Constitution Party?
The Iron Wolf Party. The Zen sage Buko gave advice to one commander in this conflict, and the Hauzaki Shrine was destroyed and rebuilt during this conflict.
Oni more?
I don't think I can accept that.
Oh, I see.
Shoni Tunsuki planned an offensive during this conflict, but it was never launched. The first battles of this conflict took place in an area previously targeted by the Toy invasion and led to the capture of Iki. An account of the battles of Sohara and Akasaka during one part of this conflict was left by Takezaki Tsunaga, who also commissioned scrolls to see from this conflict. Daifu was the target of attacks in both parts of this conflict. After the battles of Bunai and Kan, the losing side of this conflict was driven from Hakata Bay. For 10 points, named this conflict, which the Kamakura Shogunate fended off two amphibious assaults with the help of some typhoons.
Both kamikaze?
And you can't take that.
No, I can't take that. It's the Mongol invasions of Japan.
I'm sorry. I would have got a Hakata Bay. I was
thinking about that.
Alright. This ruler was criticized for deporting Olga Prestes, the pregnant Jewish wife of one of his rivals, to Nazi Germany, where she died in a concentration camp. This ruler came to power with the help of the Tenantes, disgruntled young military officers, and he fabricated a communist revolutionary plot, the Cohen Plan, to take dictatorial powers. While he began his career in the Liberal Party, this ruler was supported by paramilitary force who wore the Greek letter Epsilon and bright green shirts, part of the Plinio Salgado's fascist integralist movement. His downfall came when he bungled the assassination of his rival Carlos Lacerda and killed an army major instead, causing him to lose military support and driving him to suicide. For 10 points, name this man who turned Brazil into an...
Vargas?
Yes.
Yeah. Gustavo Novo.
Identify the following about kingdoms that ruled South India for 10 points each. This Tamil-speaking kingdom ruled an empire including Sri Lanka, South India, and much of modern-day Indonesia at its height around AD 1050.
Indian kingdom, AD 1050. Like, I don't know, Kalinga?
The Chola dynasty?
That was right.
Yeah.
After the collapse of the Chola, mastery of South India passed this Canada-speaking empire, which saw its peak around AD 1200.
Maybe like the Shunga dynasty? Like, around there. Shunga?
The Hoysala Empire?
Wow.
In the early first millennium AD, Sri Lanka was ruled by the Anuradhapura dynasty, which is only really notable for being converted to Buddhism by this man, a monk who claimed to be the son of Asoka.
This is Mahinda?
Yes.
Alright, bonus points.
Hooray.
Subtribes of these people included the Bruni, who lived on an island. One military campaign against these people was led by Anselm of Havelberg and included an army led by a Duke of Saxony named Albert the Bear. That campaign happened at the same time as the Second Crusade. According to Adam of Bremen, these people killed Johannes Scotus, a bishop of Mecklenburg, by sacrificing him in a temple at Rethra, dedicated to their god Radagast. Absalon of Lund and King Vladimir the First of Denmark, more famously, destroyed the temple to Svanhvit at Arkona in 1168. For 10 points, name the Slavic group that once lived on the Baltic coast of modern-day Germany.
be called?
Buzz and Khazars?
No.
Mm-mm.
The answer is Wends.
Wends. Yeah, because there's the Wendian campaign in the...
Oh, I see.
Damn, I should know that.
One member of the school changed jobs after noting that kitchen rats are larger than bathroom rats. The concept of she in the school thought was outlined in the 42 essays of Shen Dao, while the importance of Shu was stressed by Shen Ruhan. One official who followed it was the eunuch Zhao Gao. Early adherents of the philosophy were influenced by Shen Qi, and 55 chapters about this school can be found in the Han Fei Zi, its magnum opus. Some of its adherents...
Han Fei Zi. That's legalism.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Answer the following about the best Peruvian Civil War, the Peruvian Civil War of 1544 to 46, for 10 points each. The war was fought by Spanish settlers against the first viceroy of Peru. The war ended when he was defeated at the Battle of Anaquito, captured and executed.
So is this
so the viceroy of Peru in 1542, then, like, maybe I've heard of him once.
It's not Pizarro, is it? Like,
I don't think so.
Pizarro.
Blasco Nunez Vela. Viceroy Nunez angered settlers by attempting to enforce this unimaginatively named 1542 set of laws that limited the extent to which Indians could be abused. They were supported by Bartolome de las Casas.
I think this is like the new laws.
Okay.
New laws?
Yes.
Nice.
The colonists' victory in the Civil War permitted the continuation of this labor system originally developed by the Incas.
Me too, I think it was.
Okay.
Me too, that sounds right.
Okay.
Me too?
It's me too.
Fuck. That's cool. You tried.
As a governor, this man signed the Osborne-Egan Act to regulate public utilities and the Garin Act to make elections more transparent. With the help of his advisor, Robert Tumulty, he secured the election of James E. Martin to the Senate, against the wishes of his early supporters, Robert Davis and James Sugar Jim Smith. This man signed the Keating-Owen Act restricting child labor after being elected president, and much of his economic policy...
Was Wilson?
Yes.
Yes, damn it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course. You
poor.
Identify the following about the War of the First Coalition for 10 points each. The first major victory for French Revolutionary Army was this 1792 battle. It is widely credited with saving the French Revolution.
Cairo?
The Battle of Valmy? The French victory in the War of the First Coalition was even more impressive because at the same time they had to deal with this pro-Catholic church rebellion in Western France.
Vendy?
Yes.
Yeah.
The War of the First Coalition finally ended in 1797 with the signing of this treaty in a small town in northern Italy.
Campo Formio?
Yes. This man, a member of the Kwara-Kwanyulu tribe, wrote poetry in three languages that was preserved by his son, Oud-ul-Rahman. This man killed his rival, Tardik Beg, whom he claimed was a usurer and a coward. At the Battle of Sirhind, this man personally led a false retreat that lured the enemy out of its fortified positions, leading to their annihilation and downfall of Singhander Shah. After his master refused to do so, this man personally executed Samurat Himu, the prime minister of Adil Shah Suri, whom this man defeated at the Second Battle of Panipat, leading to the restoration of the Mughal dynasty. For 10 points...
Was Akbar?
Wait, who is first there?
I definitely had that.
I can read a substitute question, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, like, I thought Eric was first, but it was kind of close, so.
Wait, that would have been wrong anyway. Oh, well.
One theater of this conflict saw the ravaging of the Italian coastline by the pirate Limbercus Gyrakus, while one gained by the victors in this conflict was overturned 2 decades later by the Treaty of Passarowitz. One ruler participating in this conflict had early come to prominence by winning the Battle of Ho Chi. During this conflict, Russia and Poland signed the Eternal Peace Treaty. One theater of this war saw a battle in Baranya province in an ambush against an army crossing the Tisa River, while another theater saw the capture of Azov. Beginning with the repulse of Grand Vizier Kara Mutafsa and continuing through the Second Battle of Mohawks and the Battle of Zenta, for 10 points, name this war ended by the 1699 Treaty of Karlowitz, where, after the Siege of Vienna, a papal brokered alliance of Austria, Russia, Poland, and Venice conquered the Peloponnesus, Transylvania, and Hungary from the Ottoman Empire.
Buzz, like the Austria-Hungary War?
No.
Buzz, the Austria-Turkish War?
No, it's the Great Turkish War.
Great Turkish
War. The War of the Holy League.
Okay.
I'll write the Holy League.
One polity on this island was established by Abu Hafs Omar al-Baluti, who had fled from Moorish Spain after his unsuccessful Almoravid revolt against Al-Hakim I. This island was home to a rebellion led by Onis Valhus, commemorated in the local epic poem known as...
Like, we've already read this.
Yeah, we've heard this before.
This is Crete, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that was in the last packet that we heard.
That was in the last packet. Yeah. I didn't know. Okay, they can read a different substitute question. Also from the
Exercise. Ooh, this will be even better. I can't wait.
I'll just keep reading these. Andrew Johnson intended to promote this man to general of the army to sign Ulysses Grant's popularity, but his native Virginian declined to get involved in politics. Sherman involved his advice at both Snake Creek Gap and Kennesaw Mountain, while this general's greatest victory involved a near-double envelopment in the Brentwood Hills and was one of the few Civil War battles studied in European military academics. The victor at Mill Springs, he is nearly replaced by General Logan after the machinations of Schofield convinced Grant that Old Slow Trot was too slow, but the annihilation of Hood's army outside of Nashville put such doubts to rest. Known for his stubborn stand atop Snodgrass Hill, for 10 points, identify this Union general, the leader of the Army of the Cumberland, known as the Rock of Chet.
Buzz? Thomas?
Yes.
Yeah, kind of. That's awful.
Identify the following from the history of Indonesia for 10 points each. Jakarta was founded in 1619 by this European organization, whose initials in its native tongue are VOC.
Dutch East India Company?
Yes. In the 10th and 11th century, this Buddhist kingdom unified Sumatra and conquered parts of Java, Borneo, and the Malay Peninsula before fragmenting into the Singhasari and Mahapahi kingdoms.
Sriwijaya?
Yes.
Yeah.
After Islam came to Indonesia, this sultanate ruled much of Java before being conquered by the Dutch.
Is that Mataram?
Yes. According to Voltaire, this ruler brought down upon earth the Golden Age, which all probability never had any real existence but in his dominions. Before coming to power, this man wrote the tract, The Sandy Foundation Shaken.
Buzz? Pen?
Yes.
Was it?
Pen. William Pen.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Chapters in this work discuss the Alliance for Progress in the Bay of Pigs. For 10 points each, name this 1966 work by Arthur Schlesinger that recounted JFK's administration, which approximately lasted a titular amount of time.
1,000 days?
Yes. The Alliance for Progress was established in a charter in this resort city in southern Uruguay.
Punta Benoy?
No, it's Punta del Este. This man served as JFK's primary speechwriter, and in a May 2008 autobiography admitted he had written most of JFK's Pulitzer Prize-winning Profiles in Courage.
Sorensen?
Yes.
Yep.
After winning a fight to succeed his uncle, Eurus, this man sacked a capital city to avenge Dmitry Donsky's defeat, another one of his predecessors at the Battle of Kulikovo. Late in his career, this man was defeated by Timur Kutlay at the Battle of the Vorskla River. After this man conquered the territory of Mamikan and lost the Battle of the Condurcha River, he foolishly invaded Transoxania and lost the Battle of the Kur River, and his capital of Sarai was sacked, making him flee to Lithuania and Siberia, where he was eventually killed by agents of his Samarkand-based rival.
Guys, talk to Mish?
Yes.
Yeah, he's singing all the time. Like, Kobo was famous.
Name these figures of the English Reformation for 10 points each. This German theologian spread the Reformation to Strasbourg in 1548. He was invited to come to London and teach the British how to be Protestant.
Tyndale?
No, it's Martin Bucer. Martin Bucer brought this friend of his along to England. He's a foremost German scholar of biblical Hebrew in the 1540s and taught the subject at Cambridge.
Yes. Tyndale?
No, it's Paul Fagius. Fagius and Bucer worked with this Archbishop of Canterbury, who led the English Reformation while serving Henry VIII and Edward
VI. Cranmer?
Yes. Late in life, he lived under the assumed name of John Clark, and earlier had briefly served as Chancellor of Oxford while he dealt with George Booth's insurrection and presided over the brief revival of the other house during his tenure in an office he succeeded to under the humble petition and advice. John Thurlow appeared to exercise influence over him, which concerned Charles Fleetwood, though this man appointed Fleetwood to Lieutenant General and made his brother Henry Lord Lieutenant of Ireland. Agents known as Commonwealth's men spread dissent against him in the army, which this man failed to rally at Whitehall, resulting in his deposition by a force led by General Monk. For 10 points, identify this man, also known as Tumbledown Dink, who served as Lord Protector of England.
Buzz. Cromwell.
Prom.
Oliver.
Incorrect.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
He served as Lord Protector of England for less than a year after his father, Oliver.
Buzz Richard Cromwell?
Yes.
That's not good enough, right?
It's not a real tournament without a question on the Battle of Dannemora.
Damn it!
Answer the following about Quizzle's favorite Japanese naval battle for 10 points each. The Minamoto clan vanquished this opposing clan at the battle, ending the Genpei War.
Taira?
Yes. Dannemora also saw the death of this boy emperor, the Taira clan Amon, to the imperial throne.
What's his name?
Yoritomo?
No, it's Antoku. Dannemora allowed this leader of the Minamoto clan to found the Kamakura Shogunate and become its first shogun.
Yoritomo?
Yes.
20 points ago.
Yep.
This man's brother Thomas was killed defending this man's honor in a duel along with Congressman Spencer Pettis. Along with Joseph Denny, this man edited the magazine Portfolio. Along with John Armstrong, he represented the United States at Napoleon's coronation. During the Monroe administration, this man wrote a digest of all the trade regulations in the world. An 1834 political cartoon about this man shows him using a large screwing device to crush a crowd of workers, and a subsequent cartoon depicts him as a Roman emperor in a collapsing temple in Philadelphia. This man drafted Philadelphia as an official response to the Hartford Convention and replaced Langdon Cheves in the position...
Buzz Biddle?
Yes.
I see.
Identify these ministers of Tsar Nicholas II for 10 points each. After his success in running private railroad lines, this man oversaw the construction of the Trans-Siberian Railroad. Finance minister from 1892 to 1903, and prime minister thereafter, he put Russia on the gold standard and encouraged foreign investment to spur Russian industrialization.
Stolypin?
No, it's Sergei Witte. Prime minister from 1906 to 1911, he successfully suppressed social unrest and increased the nobility's representation in the Duma, but it's better known for his land reforms that aimed at creating a class of wealth, land-owning peasants.
Sullivan.
Yes. Harsh, anti-Semitic, and fond of secret police as interior minister from 1902 to 1904, this German raised in Warsaw crushed liberal and socialist groups indiscriminately and was assassinated by a bomb thrown into his carriage.
Lvov?
No, it's Plev.
Okay.
In response to this ruler's 9-point statement, Osman Sala Sab organized rebellion against him. Late in his reign, this leader of the WPE party faced an insurrection from the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front and created a new legislature called the Shango. During his White Terror period, he repressed Mason, a left-wing student movement who supported this ruler during his Red Terror against the EPRP, a group that eventually deposed him after a massive famine, causing him to flee to Zimbabwe, where Haile Selassie, where he occasionally advises Robert Mugabe. For 10 points, name this leader of the Derg Junta who overthrew Haile Selassie and who ruled communist Ethiopia.
Was Mengistu?
Yes. Answer the following about the Knights of Labor for 10 points each. The Knights were founded in Philadelphia by this man in 1869.
Stevens?
Yes. In 1879, Uriah Stevens resigned as president of the KOL and was replaced by this man, who is the Greenback Party mayor of Scranton, Pennsylvania at the time.
Powerly?
Yes. Due to extensive infighting, the Knights of Labor were long gone by the time this 1916 Act of Congress created an 8-hour day, one of the Knights of Labor's chief goals.
Adamson.
Yes. All right. Last. In his memoirs, this man says that he once lost the respect of an Italian cabinet minister by saying he didn't embezzle funds. Marxist thinker Guy Debord credited this man with inventing modern functionalism, but criticized this man's field as an inherently capitalist science, while Robert Herbert claimed to see the effects of this man's work reflected in Manet's Bar at the Folies Bergère. After Emile Oliver forced this man to resign his most famous office, he represented Corsica in Parliament, despite originally being from Alsace. Appointed prefect by Duke of Persigny, Jules Ferry wrote a witty pamphlet called The Tales of This Man, accusing him of corruption. He expanded to the Boulogne Woods while reducing the Luxembourg Gardens. For 10 points, name this man who built many boulevards while redesigning...
Those Haussmann?
Yes.
Nice. History, huh?
Identify the following things from the ancient Chinese economy from 1.2.
Jesus Christ.
Prior to the Han Dynasty, Chinese lands were subject to this system where land was divided into 9 parts, 8 private and 1 communal, and same for the Chinese character representing it.
Oh, it's like the... I've heard this. I think it also translates to like well or something. I don't know. I don't know what this is.
Sure.
The well-filled system.
Oh, that's it.
Under the Sui and Tang dynasties, peasants were organized into a local militia and called up for military service under this system, which Lake Tang abandoned for a professional army.
I don't know what this is called. I'm going to take Chinese history. Nothing.
The Fubing system. Xi Huangti introduced this first unified currency of China in 210 BC. It's famous for having a hole in the middle.
Yeah, it's the... I have some of these. I don't know. Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. Alright, nothing.
Family.
Here, guys.
Yeah.